Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Battling in a war that's already won. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7:24-25. Without the benefit of bullets or bombs, the world, the flesh, and the devil have mounted an all-out attack aimed at crippling everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:12. Paul describes this guerrilla warfare in Romans 7, and as Thomas Kempis notes, this is one battle that is best fought on your knees. Walk with Thomas A. Kempis, the little-known author of the classic The Imitation of Christ in the 1400s. I confess my own unrighteousness. I confess my weakness unto thee, O Lord. Often it is a small matter that makes me sad and dejected. I resolve that I will act with courage, but when even a small temptation comes, I am at once in great distress. It is sometimes a tiny trifle that sparks a great temptation. And though I do not altogether consent, yet their continued assaults are troublesome and grievous to me, and it is exceedingly irksome to live thus daily in conflict. O Lord, strengthen me with heavenly courage, lest the flesh prevail and get the upper hand. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 25.
What shall we say then? Is the law sinful? Certainly not. Nevertheless, I would not have known what sin was had it not been for the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of coveting. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Once I was alive apart from the law. But when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means. Nevertheless, in order that sin might be recognized as sin, it used what is good to bring about my death, so that through the commandment, sin might become utterly sinful. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
When David met Goliath, he knew God would be victorious, for David knew the battle was indeed the Lord's. Believers face battles daily too, but they're spiritual battles against the giants of Satan and self. The best defense against the warring flesh is a good offense, a confidence that Satan and his allies are already defeated. The ultimate outcome has already been determined. The cross of Christ has seen to that. Now you, like Paul, can respond to the question, "Who will rescue me from this body of death?" with the ringing affirmation, "Jesus Christ our Lord." After all, there's nothing like knowing that someone has already won the war to give you strength to face each daily skirmish.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.